This is a consultation for Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A, Feldhauser, F-E-L-D-H-A-U-S-E-R, April 12, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307, and Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, McConnell, M-C-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, at 463-5466. Dear Dr. Anu, excuse me, dear Dr. Mohan and Mrs. McConnell, consultation for Mrs. Feldhauser Regina with advanced chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with Denise, her daughter. As you are very aware, she does have a diagnosis, breast cancer, originally diagnosed right-sided 1993 with lymph node dissection, did not receive any chemo or radiation treatment, did have hormonal treatment. There was evidence of recurrence, 2019. She was living at Florida with bone metastasis on the left side of the pelvis. Biopsy was done with evidence of metastatic breast cancer, and she has started treatment with combination of palbociclib, P as in Paul, A-L, B as in boy, O-C-I-C-L-I-B, and fulvestrant, F-U-L-V-E-S-T, as in today, R-A-N-T, as in today, since January 2020. Dose has been adjusted in relation to anemia. In the recent past, there was problems of low potassium and magnesium requiring intravenous replacement. She has a history of prior Roux-en-Y bariatric surgery in 2003. Lost 150 pounds. In a permanent basis. This was done at Ohio. Her appetite overall is decreased, weight is stable, no reported nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She's incontinent of urine from prior bladder suspension and hysterectomy. Denies edema. She has chronic numbness on the right hand, digits number 2, 3, and 4 from prior lymph node resection at the time of breast cancer. Some arthritis changes bilateral. A prior fall, multiple falls back in March, admitted to the hospital in Florida, also falls in April, some trauma to the hand. She denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. She craves sodium, salt for many years. Some bruises of the skin, but no headaches, bleeding nose, gums, no blood in the urine or stools. She has prior varicose vein surgery. She has seen Dr. Ramos, R-A-M-O-S, but one sang local nephrology, reason for the change. Next paragraph, her past medical history, question high blood pressure. She was not aware of diabetes, does have hyperlipidemia, prior stress testing negative. She was not aware of coronary artery disease, heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or congestive heart failure. No, she's been told of premature beats, irregular heartbeats. She denies any prior stroke or seizures, no deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, prior procedures for varicose veins bilateral. She denies anemia, gastrointestinal bleeding, or blood transfusion. She denies liver problems or hepatitis. She has kidney stone, left-sided, at least since 2019, recently evaluated locally by Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, Mount Pleasant, as well as University of Michigan. They decided it was not causing symptoms, infection, obstruction, or bleeding, or pain, and given her advanced renal failure and other medical conditions, no procedure were indicated. She has done lung nodules, but except for one, most of them has been stable over time, always concerned for malignancy. Next paragraph. Surgeries including bilateral mastectomy, a bone biopsy, metastatic, bariatric surgery, ruin Y, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for heavy bleeding, no malignancy. Bladder suspension, bilateral varicose vein surgery, tonsils adenoids, miscarriage, gallbladder, tubal ligation, left-sided partial thyroidectomy for benign condition, no cancer, a benign cyst right-sided of the neck, surgeries for the lacrimal duct when she was a baby. Next paragraph, report side effects to adhesive tape. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass or drugs. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, hypertension, mother with chronic kidney disease but no dialysis, mother side and aunt was on dialysis probably from diabetes. Next paragraph, pressing medications, the chemotherapy as indicated above, Lipitor, Durantin, Lidica, thyroid, vitamin D125, Prilosec, Zoloft, Januvia, bicarbonate. This will be updated as there is a number of medications that patient doesn't recognize or the frequency or the doses. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. She is 152 pounds, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure by nurse initially quite high, 194-95. I check it on the left side at 180-82. No blood pressure down on the right side from prior lymph node resection. Standing blood pressure on the left dropped to 148-68. Looks chronically ill, not very well historian, mild decreased hearing, normal eye movements, relative slow speech, No facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, no gross carotid Bruch JBD or lymph nodes. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia. Excuse me. There is frequent premature beats on a background of regular rhythm, no significant pericardial rap or gallop, no abdominal distension, masses, liver, spleen, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit or involuntary movement, no rigidity, no tremors. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. August 11, creatinine 2.6 representing a GFR 18, low potassium at 3, low bicarbonate 20 with a high chloride 112, normal sodium calcium, glucose in the 140s, low magnesium 1.5, albumin low 3.5, liver function test not elevated. There is anemia 2.5, excuse me, low white blood cell 2.5 with low neutrophils, normal lymphocytes, although previously running low. Anemia 9.9, large red blood cells 109, normal platelet count, prolonged RDW at 17. Prior urine analysis, trace of protein, trace of blood, presence of leukocyte esterase. Recent ferritin low 17 with an iron saturation at 40. This is from July. There has been elevated CEA around 3.3, 3.5. Marker CA15-3. Has been running in the 16 to 19. Prior normal uric acid. Prior PTH elevated 124. At that time, normal vitamin D 25 above 30. And normal calcium. I don't see recent phosphorus. Prior protein creatinine ratio elevated at 1.1. Phosphorus December last year not elevated 4.2. Prior thyroid normal, excuse me. Prior TSH normal. Next paragraph, last CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast is from June 2025. They mention severe coronary artery calcifications, a number of nodules on the lungs, most of them unchanged, except for one on the right lower lobe, close to the diaphragm. Osteopenia, prior chronic right-sided rib deformities, bilateral mastectomy, normal liver, prior gallbladder removal, a cystic extraction on the pancreatic tail, stable over time, normal spleen, kidneys are mildly atrophic, there is a Stahorn calculi on the left-sided. Few other bilateral non-obstructive stones, no hydronephrosis, normal urinary bladder, prior gastric bypass. There is plaque of the abdominal aorta. The prior abnormalities on the left side of the pelvis. Nuclear medicine of the kidneys. Both kidneys decrease function, tongue asymmetry, greater function on the right, less on the left, left sided with mild degree of hydronephrosis, no use of Lasix as she is apparently also allergic to Lasix. Next paragraph, a nuclear medicine bone scan in 2024. Some abnormalities on the right side, probably from osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, CKD stage 4. She has reported small kidneys. Question, long history of hypertension. No evidence for urinary retention, mild degree of left-sided hydronephrosis, stable left-sided Stahorn calculi, which is not symptomatic in terms of infection, bleeding, pain. Consider high-risk procedure through University of Michigan. There is bilateral kidney stones, probably associated to bariatric surgery. She has symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for symptoms and GFR less than 15. Next paragraph, there is low potassium, low magnesium. This is likely side effect of her present breast cancer medications, both the PALBO, P-A-L-B-O, as well as the Fulbe Strand. I will relay information to hematology if there will be an alternative treatment. She denies severe GI losses. Patient daughter is going to update me medications, as it's not clear to me if she's taking any potassium or magnesium replacement. We will monitor chemistries. Concern for side effects, including cardiac arrhythmia. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue vitamin D125, update phosphorus for potential binders. Next number, metastatic breast cancer as indicated above. Next number, prior metabolic acidosis, apparently on replacement, but she says only taking one bicarbonate a day. Next number, I see double exposure, Nurantin and Lyrica. Which usually we don't do both at the same time. Next number, postural hypotension. I have no information about her heart. She was in the hospital in Florida with multiple falls back in March. This very well could have been related to the low magnesium and low potassium that she's taking already for many years. We will try to obtain the discharge summary and any cardiology records, including echocardiogram. Next number, imaging finding for severe coronary artery calcifications as well as plaque on aorta. Next number, she's taking medications for diabetes, but she denies history of that. Next paragraph, comments. I discussed with her all above issues. She mentioned that she would not be interested on dialysis, but she couldn't tell me specifically why. She mentioned her active breast cancer, which is my understanding. More testing are to be done for the pulmonary nodules. I encourage patient and family to learn about kidney disease so that they can make appropriate decisions when the time comes. I discussed with her that there are multiple ways to dialyze a person, including at-home peritoneal dialysis. We will review all these medical issues on the next few months, obtain records from Florida. We need to discuss with oncology about this associated low magnesium, low potassium with treatment. This was a prolonged visit. From record reviewing, education, and coordinating with other practitioners. End of dictation.